97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Home of 76ers basketball.
Look out below, Joel Embiid.
And Flyers hockey.
He scores!
And Devon Gibbons, weeknights from 6 to 10.
Plug in.
97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
Joel Armia got to it out of the corner. Threw it in front. That deflected off a man in front. And by Carter Hart. This may be Joel Armia's goal after all is said and done, because I think this hit Goss's bear and went in. But Montreal is the one that strikes before the end of the period. It's 4-0.
Oh, man. And the hits just kept on coming against the Flyers this afternoon. 6-1-0. 6-3-2-0-9-7-5. They are now tied up in the series 1-1 in their first round matchup against the Canadiens. Game number 3, back at it at 8 o'clock here on the Fanatic. But we're all good. I don't want you to think, oh, Devon sounds so down. No, I'm good. It was just a tough loss today. Think they'll bounce back for sure against this team. They're still the better team. And hopefully everything is okay with the squad going forward. 610-632-0975. Sixers, Rockets, 9 o'clock here on the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage at 8:50. Tom McGinnis on the game call at 9. So we will take you up to 8:45 right here on this Friday night. The Phillies are in action against the Mets. And what do you know? They are trailing now 4-2. And normally we don't do that, but we're out of here in 45 minutes. So we just, hey, you know what? Let the people know that they again are losing. 4-2 so far. And Spencer Howard, if you remember, is on the mound for the Phillies. So not a good start for the young guy. For the Philadelphia Phillies, who already has an ERA of over 7 with his first time out for the Phils as well. So what did you think of the game today for the Flyers? Where do you think they need to improve in game number 3, does this make you take a step back a little bit, tighten up a little bit and say, could they lose this series? But going into number 3, look, I'm not panicking at all. Certainly I'm not. I'm just being honest with, I think that they bounce back in game number 3, but that does not mean that you feel like they will bounce back. There might have been some things, like you just heard from Lance in his call, that might scare you a little bit based on period number 2 in game 1. And this entire game where they dominate the entire flow, they set the tone, the pace of this game this afternoon, and they walked away with a shutout, 5-0 behind Carey Price, who can, as a goalie, get hot. It happens. That's what we want Carter Hart to do and be. He's still young, but he's already shown some things as a young guy where you look at that and you say, man, this guy's grown leaps and bounds in this time that he's been with this club. Price has done this before. We've seen him. We know it. Probably do it again. I still think the Flyers will get this done. 610-632-0975. We'll get to the Sixers as well. Drew in Westchester. Thanks for hanging on, Drew. You're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, what's up, Devon? How you doing, my boy?
What's going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think actually, as far as Carey Price, I don't even think he even stole this game. I think this game was just won by the intensity of the Montreal team today. I mean, Carey Price did his job and, obviously saved the puck, but I don't think we even yet to see him steal a game. So I think you chalk up another loss there somewhere along the line. But I still think the Flyers are going to come out of this ahead, but they definitely got a big wake-up call today, and I think it was a good thing. Sometimes a loss can be a good thing, and a 5-0 shellacking can sometimes, put you right in your place and realize, hey, we're not as good as we thought we were, and, we got to come back at this a little bit harder next game.
Yeah, and he also, AV, I don't know if you heard the audio, Alain Vigneault pointed out how they left their first-line power play out there at the end of the game when the game was already out of hand, and it doesn't seem like Vigneault liked that.
No, I understand that. I mean, obviously, that's kind of rubbing in your nose a little bit. But another thing that guy Lance was saying, Giroux, yeah, obviously, he's been invisible, but it's not even just him. It's been, I think if you look at it, the top 5 goal scorers for the team in the regular season haven't scored a goal yet. So, I mean, we've been relying on a third and fourth line team so far to be carrying us. And it'd be amazing to see if this first line and second line actually woke up to see how potent this team could be.
Yeah, and that's why we mentioned those top guys, at least in the front line, that, hey.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than just Giroux. I mean, it's like the brands Van Riemsdyk, Voracek.
Yeah, we already know about
Couturier,
him.
Yeah,
we mentioned Voracek and Couturier. Van Riemsdyk, we know he's been in and out of the lineup, and part of that is because the head coach is just like, all right, healthy scratch. You're not doing enough.
Right, yeah. So it was definitely a big wake-up call for the Flyboys today. I think they'll respond, and we won't see another 5-0 game, but it's still going to be a series where a lot of Flyers fans, I think, were taking this one for granted, and I tried to politely say, look, you know, this is the playoffs, and anything can happen, and teams are really, you know, they're going to show up in ways you don't even know they can, and we saw that from Montreal today because they just completely dominated.
Yes. Yep. 100%. 100%. So.
All right, man. We'll see what happens game three.
Yep. No doubt about it. Drew, have a great weekend.
Fun. You too, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Drew talking about the Flyers and where they are right now. As he said, Carey Price, we gave credit where credit was due with Carey Price, but we also mentioned, just like Drew did, that everyone played well today, and they were just faster. They had more intensity. They were more energetic. They were more engaged in this game. The Flyers came out flat was the first thing that we said, and Montreal took advantage of that. And coming out flat could have been a result of Montreal just putting it on them immediately, where the flatness turned into that. And now we know where we are right now with this team tied 1-1 with the Canadiens after the two games, game number three on Sunday here on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975 Sixers Talk with Bernard and Lower Marion on the Fanatic. What's up, Bernard?
What's up, Devon? How you doing?
Bernard, I'm good, man. How about you?
Good, man. Listen, comment on the Flyers real quick, man. Yeah, it was a tough loss. You know, I'm not going to hang my head over it. We got a great coach, and this is Philadelphia, Devon. We took one on the chin. You know what I mean? Blue collar town, man. We gonna keep rumbling, you know?
Take it on the chin, keep it moving, and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, exactly. We gonna get it together. I just have faith in the coach, man. We're gonna turn it around, and he's going to get the team in gear and look forward to, you know, the next game coming Sunday night. So I'm optimistic. We're still going to win the series, man. But that's why it's a series. You know what I mean? It's only one game, 1-1, so we'll see what happens next.
Yep, no doubt. I totally agree with you.
Also, next, what's your take on the piece that about the Sixers? Adam Herman wrote a piece a few months ago about Buddy Hield for Al Horford. What's your take on that? You think that's a possibility? I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
You said Adam Herman?
Yeah, it was a piece that was wrote on like an Instagram or something like that.
Okay, I'm not aware of that piece, but nothing, you know, no disrespect to Adam. I don't think we know one another, or I don't know. But anyway, Buddy Hield, that's been something that's been put out there for the 76ers for a little bit now. When Buddy Hield was going through his contract thing with the Kings, he has now signed that deal, 80-plus million, but they have not yet signed Bogdanovich. And if you haven't heard, Bernard, Vlade Divac, he stepped down from the Kings today. Joe Dumars is taking over as the interim general manager for right now while they search for a general manager. So the one we always heard was, if you get Buddy Hield, you have to take a contract back. And one of those contracts that people talk about is the one that Harrison Barnes has, where he's over $80 million for the Sacramento Kings. So if you get Buddy Hield, Nard, you're going to have to take something back. Are you willing to probably take a big deal like that back in return?
That's a good question. That's a really good question, man. You know, because we already tight with money as it is. So, I mean, well, we need a shooter. You know, we need a shooter that's really lethal, that teams can really fear. You know, we don't really have nobody that really scares you that can shoot.
Yeah, so now I'm looking at that, and are they going to give, is the ownership group going to give Bernard Joe Dumars the okay to make those types of moves? He's been an advisor, I believe, this season for the Kings. So are they going to give him the okay, not being the actual general manager, to do those types of things, to call those types of shots with the future up in the air for them? I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I get it. What would the package have to be? I mean, I know the Horford thing. You're probably going to have to give up another young piece as well, because if they're going to take on a Horford age-wise and contract-wise back there, they're going to want something young. And I don't know if that means Matisse Thybulle. or something else, or a draft pick. You're going to have to give up something. It can't just be Horford.
Okay. All right. And my Sixers, last but not least, I think the Sixers can win, beat the Celtics in five. My only concern is if the Sixers protect the basketball, limit the turnovers, especially when Embiid's down in the low post. You know, trying to get the ball out of the double team and try to, you know, force it, get it to somebody else, swing it around the perimeter, try to find an open man. That's my concern. Just limiting turnovers.
No, and they have protected the basketball, but five. Wow, okay.
I got the Sixers in five. Yeah, because I believe Josh Richardson, Al Horford, the guys that really were brought in here for, like, right now, for the playoffs. We understand the regular season, but it's money time right now. And I believe these guys have experience. And I just believe they're going to step up, man. Take the Celtics in five.
I would love it, Nart. I really would.
I know Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I know they got Kemba. I know those boys are thoroughbreds, man. But I think we can take it in five, man, if we don't turn the ball over.
All right. You got it, man. Nart, make sure we talk after the series either way, man.
All right, D, have a good one.
You got to have a great weekend. 610-632-0975. Wow. Beating the Celtics in five games for the Sixers. Now, again, they beat them in season series, regular season, 3-1. Okay. No Ben Simmons. One of the key additions in the offseason, pardon me, during the trade deadline, Glenn Robinson, seems to have a hip problem that keeps cropping up. First, it was the hip pointer in the exhibition game. Now it's a hip flexor. I'm guessing that this has to do with whatever the hip pointer was that bothered him before. Right? So, five games. All right, so since Bernard went there, I said Sixers were losing five. Bernard went Sixers winning five. I love it. Let me get my preview of this basketball team against the Celtics here in these in this seven-game series to start off the first round. A couple of months ago, when the first time someone had the chance to speak to Joel Embiid during the hiatus, it was Sixers.com. And Sixers.com talked to him. He talked about being able to work out 5-6 days a week. He's in great shape. Brett Brown talked about openly how he's in the best shape that he's seen him since they've been together this entire time. And one thing that Embiid said that got under my skin again was, I feel like it's my time. Quite frankly, I said this. I'm tired of it being, I feel like it's my time. I don't need to hear it. I need to see it. I've seen him dominate, and I mean dominate, in the regular season. He has been tremendous. He's been fantastic, which is why I don't want to break up Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. They have both had their stretches during the regular season where they have been fantastic as a duo. They've won 50-plus games back-to-back. I no longer care about that either because my belief and my expectation has been elevated based on the play of those two and their team the last two regular seasons and even in the postseason where they have underachieved in the second round, in my opinion. I thought they should have beat Boston or at least taken them seven. And I thought they should have beat the Toronto Raptors. They should have won game number four here in Philadelphia. And I expected them to lose five, come back to Philadelphia in game six and win that one, close out the series and get ready for the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't want to hear any more talking from Joel Embiid about it's my time. I want the play, the action, to speak those words for Joel Embiid anymore. Because I've seen enough where I felt like he's loafed. I've seen enough where I've felt like he has been allowed to give himself the position to be in a spot where the kryptonite was too much, such as Marcus Gasol. The injuries that and the illness that he has sustained during a playoff series. These were all maybe facts where he was injured. We know he was ill. They said he was. It looked like it. And he underperformed in those games and series. A lot of times people play through those things, and maybe I'm asking too much, but for all the talking, for everything that went with the rebuild, and for the antics that he shows on the floor, which I don't mind, you have to back that up. And when you play the way that you do in the regular season, where last season he averaged 27, 13 boards, 2.5 blocks, he was a dominant force on both ends of the floor for the 76ers. I stand up for him when callers call in and say he shoots the ball too much from the perimeter, because I think it's a waste if he does not shoot from time to time, because it's a skill that he has that they have to defend, even though he is as skilled and dominant on the low block. I don't mind up to 3 3-pointers a game. Doesn't have to be 3 every game, but I think 3 is enough in a game for him. And if he's hitting, I'm okay with a couple of more based on the rhythm that he is playing in. But if he is going to tell us that he feels like when they get to Orlando, that this is my time, Ben Simmons is not there now. Ben Simmons, I saw win a series, whether it be against a team that they were better than or not, he won the series. He was the best player in the Nets series last season in the first round. He was the best player in the Miami Heat series in the 2018 playoffs as well. There were other good performers, J.J. Redick, Marco Bellinelli, also played well in that Miami Heat series last season, and B played in a couple of games against the Brooklyn Nets. Ben Simmons was the best player. So whatever we want to say about Simmons failing in the second round, which was true, I have not seen Embiid win a series yet. Simmons had to play multiple games without Embiid because of the injury and the illness. I believe Embiid to be the better player between the two. The supporting cast, are they good enough? I don't know yet. This is a new role for Tobias Harris from where he was as the fifth option last year. This year, he is the second option, hands down. Hands down. Can Joel Embiid beat the Boston Celtics? Period. Can he beat the Boston Celtics? That is not excluding Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson, and Al Horford along with Shake Milton. That is not excluding Brett Brown. We know where the ball is going to flow through on the offensive end. We know. We also know defensively he should be able to do his part to play on the back end and help out. They're going to pull him away from the basket. They're going to put him in a lot of screen and rolls and try to get those mismatches and simply pull him away from the basket with Daniel Tice and Enes Kanter. How do you combat that and still be dominant on the other end? Recover with your help to clean up maybe someone being blown by on a dribble penetration to get to the painted area and get to the rim. He continues to tell us he wants to be dominant. I don't even need that thing. I don't even need it right now. I don't need that. And Connor's looking at me like, I know what you mean. Playing that audio. Oh, I just want to be dominant. I don't want to hear it. He says it. This is the prime opportunity for him. If they are all healthy, outside of Glenn Robinson III, the only thing that we know of right now with Embiid is a tweaked ankle that he sprained on the backboard and basket stanchion in a game on Sunday, almost a week ago. Tape it up, tie him tightly, and go out there and be the best player in this series that you are. I love Jason Tatum. He is not the best player in the series. Joel Embiid is. I love Jaylen Brown. He is not the best player in the series. Joel Embiid is. I love Kemba Walker. Also, not the best player in the series, Joel Embiid is. Same for Gordon Hayward. Love his game. Glad that he's bounced back from that terrible injury that he suffered against the Cleveland Cavaliers in game one a couple of years ago. Not better than Joel Embiid. What I do believe they have is a better team and a better head coach. That is going to be the thing that is the downfall with lackluster Embiid performance against this team. Stevens might go with a game plan of let Embiid get his and shut everybody the heck down. Let him get his 38. Let him go crazy. Do not let Tobias Harris beat us. Do not let Josh Richardson beat us. And certainly don't let Shake Milton beat us in this series. So that's where I am with this series. That's where I am specifically with my eyes zeroed in on Joel Embiid in this series. Doesn't mean I'm going to want to trade him. What it means is he doesn't have Ben Simmons as the excuse anymore of how bad he was. And as bad as Tobias Harris might be in this series, it's still not good enough if Embiid is not giving his all every single time that they're in this series out there on the floor to guide them to a victory. There's a lot for me riding on how I look at Joel Embiid here. Again, not to trade him, but simply talking about how good the basketball player he is. If you wanted to tell us that you continue to want to be dominant and that this is your time, well, it is your time for sure, and you do not have the luxury of having your second best player in Ben Simmons out there on the floor, and you do not have the luxury now of Ben Simmons, your second best player, being the scapegoat of a lost series because of him not shooting the basketball or having silly turnovers at the inopportune times for the Philadelphia 76ers. So Joel Embiid, my man, all eyes are certainly on you with this upcoming series against the Boston Celtics. So people, that's where I am. I think they lose in five, with the opportunity for me to change my mind based on game number one and how they play against the Boston Celtics. I think that's fair for everybody evaluating a series like this. 610-632-0975. We have you until 8:45, so we'll have about 15 minutes commercial free, about 17 minutes commercial free before we get to Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage before Sixers Rockets. Tom McGinnis on the game call at 9. Your thoughts? This is our only time to preview the series before they get started on Monday, because I won't be back on the air until after the game with a 6:30 start on Monday night here on the Fanatic. So I want to know, guys, where are you? Your predictions, your thoughts. Sixers, Celtics, game one next Monday, 7-game series, 3-6 matchup. Where do you guys land right now with the Sixers and their chances in the series? And we'll give an update for Derek Jones Jr. of the Miami Heat on the other side. 610-632-0975. Hey, Phil, you hang on. We'll get to you first. Everybody else will follow. Final segment upcoming here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 8:30, 97.5. We're going for another 15 minutes here on the Fanatic as we get ready for Sixers basketball against the Houston Rockets tonight. Keith Pompey on Twitter is saying that Embiid will be evaluated to see if he's a game time decision. Don't play him. Just leave him be. Don't play him. I don't need any work. Let him practice and get ready for Monday. No need. Because you know what? Now is his time. Not tonight. Starting Monday is his time. And that's how I feel. How do you guys feel about what the key is to victory and winning this series? Down a man in Ben Simmons and being the underdog as the sixth seed against the Boston Celtics, even though you beat them in the regular season 3-1. This is now different with no Ben Simmons out there on the floor. 610-632-0975. And trust and believe when I say that, I am not excluding Brett Brown, nor am I excluding Tobias Harris at all. What I'm saying is 1 and 1A and 1B is Joel Embiid for me. That's where it is for me. That's where it is. 610-632-0975. The one thing that I believe that can happen is he can beat them. I also can look at the other side and say Brad Stevens can beat Brett Brown. This is on Embiid. And by the way, quick update with the Miami Heat, Derrick Jones Jr. According to the team, after an MRI, CT scan, and concussion test, the Heat announced that Derrick Jones Jr. has suffered a neck strain. He will be reevaluated again over the weekend when now we get ready for the start of their playoff against the Indiana Pacers, the 4-5 matchup next week as well. So good news from the Miami Heat. Glad to hear that about Derrick Jones Jr., Chester native. You never want to see anyone get hurt. And you don't want to see anything like that happen. It looked scary when he was laying there. They paused the game, all of that stuff. So good news from the Miami Heat. Just right now, a neck strain. He'll be reevaluated over the weekend. Yes, love it. Love to hear that. And as far as the Phillies, in the fourth inning, quickly, Spencer Howard had to look like, I'm looking at Matt Gelb here from The Athletic, says it looked like there was some sort of issue with the finger on Howard's throwing hand, and the bullpen was coming in with one out in the fourth inning. So there's that with Spencer Howard's start tonight against the New York Mets. When last I checked, they were down 4-2 after a home run. And quickly, the score is now, as I look at the Phillies score currently, thank you, 4-2, still 4-2. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Phil in Michigan, as promised. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I totally agree with you. Embiid has to go crazy. He has to go lights out, like dime dank. He can't let up. He's got to go crazy. But I was listening to the J.J. Riddick podcast, and he had him on.
I heard that.
Day.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was crazy, like him saying that he and J.J. were like so close that they knew where each other were on the court the whole time. It like kind of made me sad. And then I was talking about Jimmy, and he was like, when they left, like he lost all his passion for the game. And
yeah,
it was just like going to a job. And I was like, dang. I was like, and if you're like, you know, Elton Brand, like you got to think like, okay, JJ's only $12 million. If he feels that way about him, like we're going to make this happen. You know, I mean, we have Horford for $109 million. And he hasn't done anything all season. I mean, he's stepped up his game a bit, but, I mean, I'm not relying on the dude. I don't trust him.
Well, I have to rely on him at this point, Phil, because you don't have Simmons, to. And defensively, he's done a nice job. All due respect to Al Horford.
You're
he's
right,
done a nice
you're
job
right.
against the Boston Celtics in particular, where we look at it and say, oh, the Celtics are going to have a matchup advantage with Brown, Tatum, and Gordon Hayward as their wings over him. He did a nice job on them this year. Now, he hasn't seen them in a while, and they've elevated their games, even though they were both worthy of all-star spots. Tatum was the only one with Walker that made it. Brown did not. He did a nice job, so we'll see what he does starting next week against them in game number one.
Yeah, you're right. And he used to be a problem for Embiid too for a while.
Yeah, he was.
So So it's cool that like we don't have to worry about that at least. But yeah, you're right. I'm with you. I feel like Celtics in five. Like you know, I don't like to say that, but like
I mean, neither one of us want to say that, Phil. We don't.
Yeah,
want to say that.
But it is what it is. Like I don't like you know, one of my best friends is a Celtic fan. Like I can't stand him. Like I don't want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is, and I feel like you know, if Embiid doesn't go absolutely crazy, I don't think that we have a chance.
He has to, man. He has to. And as far as Brown goes, Phil. As far as him coaching, this is also going to stand out as well because he has to figure out some other things, not only with Embiid in starting five, but with the rotation as well.
He has to press the right buttons. Some other things like a new job, too.
This might save his job if he can coach well and give them a deep run. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, man, I'll be on the edge of my seat like every minute, but we'll see what happens.
You got to, Phil. Enjoy the games, man. Hopefully we'll talk, and hopefully we're talking about some good things with the Sixers going forward.
Yeah, I'll call back, bro.
You got it, man.
Right,
thank
man.
You, Phil.
Have a good night.
Appreciate it. No doubt. 610-632-0975. Yes, like again, Al Horford. Play well defensively against their wings. Let's see what happens here. He knows them. He knows their games. They have grown. They've grown. How does he defend them? What do they do defensively to help them? Where does Shake Milton go? If I look at Shake Milton starting, here's the tough thing before we get to Curtis. You got Shake Milton, Josh Richardson. Ideally, you would put Josh on Kemba Walker, but you can't. You don't have that luxury because you're minus Ben Simmons. You're not going to start Matisse Thybulle. It's going to be Al Horford. So where do you go? Richardson has to be on Brown, Tatum, or Hayward. They'll probably put him on Hayward. That's waning, meaning that Harris and Horford are going to be the other two on the two wings there that are just in a good, good place right now with Embiid on Tice and then Cantor when he comes in. Marcus Smart comes in. Matisse Thybulle will enter the game. What will they do with Matisse Thybulle defensively? Where does that leave Shake Milton? I don't know. And if he starts to get cooked, you're going to have to have a quick hook for Shake Milton. If defensively he's not giving you anything, he might start to lose confidence, and you're going to have to bring Matisse Thybulle. Then the ball handling responsibilities are going to have to go to Josh Richardson and Tobias Harris. I don't want to see Neto. I don't want to see that. Maybe it's going to be Burks, but Burks is not a defensive guy. He's a scorer. This is going to have to be a team defensive effort for this team to beat the Boston Celtics. They have to win as a team defensively overall. Curtis on the cell next on the Fanatic. Kurt.
Hey, Devon, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. What's going on with you?
I'm hanging with the family. But listen, we should have kept J.J. Redick for sure. It's only $12 million. Brad Stevens is a way better coach than Brad Brown, even though he came from college. And Brad Brown set up under the great Brad Popovich all them years and ain't learned nothing. And back to Embiid, this is all or nothing for him. If you don't show you the best big man in the game, get rid of him. Because last year, Gasol gave him the business. And I understand you was hurt a little bit, but Mark Gasol shouldn't have gave you the business the way he did.
Yeah, he did.
What do you think?
He did. He should not have. Again, Kurt, he has some okay numbers against him, but I want all NBA numbers against the people
all
that he
NBA
goes
numbers.
Against.
You command this
That's
money,
it.
You say this your team, you a big man, and now that Ben is down, you got to show up or show out.
This has to be it. Now, again, I'm not moving him, Curtis, because I want to see what happens with the new coach. If they get ousted early, that's probably going to be the result. Brett Brown to be going. I want to see him with the new coach along with Ben Simmons. For me,
Avery
that's my
Johnson,
thought.
They need a defensive mind. Avery came from San Antonio tree, too.
Yeah, he did. And he coached well.
Dallas back to life.
He did.
Almost put Alabama College program back on the map.
I don't know, man. It's something about him that I don't love. I could be wrong. You could be right, Kurt.
I never liked Avery Johnson even when he was playing. I'm just looking at the track history.
As far as a coach, I got it. And I understand that. And you're not wrong there. If they do, I have to accept it and see what he does. Can he command that respect from them? We would have to find out. But this is a big series for a lot of people in this organization, Kurt, starting on Monday.
All right, we're going to see you, Devon. Pleasure talking to you.
You as well, man. Don't be a stranger, man. We'll talk. You got it, man. Thanks, Kurt. 610-632-0975. Connor, before we get out of here, hand things off to Brian Seltzer for the pregame coverage. Again, here on the Fanatic, getting ready for the Rockets and the Sixers. Where do you stand on the 76ers and their matchup against the Boston Celtics?
I think it's going to go seven. I really think that this is going to be a hard-fought series, all things considered, because Boston doesn't have an answer for Embiid. I'm assuming a lot, and you've been talking about it, and I'm not even going to have to double down on your point because you've doubled and tripled down on the fact that Joel Embiid is the answer to this series. So I'm banking on him showing up, but if he does, Boston doesn't have an answer, and we don't have an answer for their wings because we don't have Ben Simmons, who is that X factor defensively for us. I hate to say Boston in seven, but I don't see the Sixers as the better team in this series, even though I do think they'll extend it. So I'm going to have to go Celtics in seven.
Well, if you go seven, I mean, you hope the best player wins you a game seven. The problem is the best team might win you game seven because they have so much. I've heard people say that the Sixers have a better team than the Celtics still because Embiid, of course, puts them over the top. But Harris Horford collection with Richardson, they have a better team. Celtics team is better to me right now without Ben Simmons.
Yeah, and the tough thing is, in like a game seven, we saw it last year, and I don't want to bring up scars of the past, but if it comes down to getting a bucket with the game on the line, and we've seen it with the Sixers, that play is not
often. They've got
often,
four of them.
Yeah, and it's not, man, we've got what?
We got one.
Maybe two?
One and a half.
Yeah, so that's where I'm worried. That's where I'm giving Boston the edge.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. And you'll have all the updates coming up with our great friend from Sixers.com, the one and only Brian Seltzer. He'll give you all the updates on who's starting, who's available for the team tonight. I know one already that I'm surprised he's actually playing. Let's just say it. Embiid is starting for the 76ers tonight, according to Keith Pompey. I'm a bit surprised by that because based on his post-game comments, Brett Brown, it appeared that he would be done for this for the regular season, and we wouldn't see him again until the postseason. I thought that was the way to go, but Brett is saying put him out there. He only played 13 minutes and some change on Wednesday against the Toronto Raptors. So if they're going that direction, he knows better than I. Let's see what happens. We have to tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Only a couple of days left, folks. Snack up with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. This week only, get a $50 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory for only $25. Satisfy your salty craving today and get 50% off at Philly Pretzel Factory. Available now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Keyword, deal. All right, Sixers, Rockets coming up at 9 o'clock. Joel Embiid will start. Glenn Robinson III, as we mentioned earlier, out with a left hip pointer against the Rockets, so we will not see him. He looked good in the time that he was out there, in his brief time that he was out there, since returning with the hip flexor that he had in the exhibition game. So it's a bummer for him. Hopefully he's available. They need every wing that they can have at their disposal for the Boston Celtics. So I hope he's able to play in the game one and the entire playoffs that they are going to be out there. I hope I am wrong and that they are going to be playing, of course, deep into the Eastern Conference playoffs and hopefully into the NBA Finals. I do not feel as good as Connor Thomas does. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they beat them in five games. We shall see. It starts on Monday, and I'll be with you on Monday after the Sixers game right here on 97.5. The Fanatic will go in the post until midnight. But for Connor Thomas, thank you so much, Connor. Really appreciate your help, my man. Flyers lost, of course, 5-0. Back at it Sunday. Philly's losing right now. Hopefully the Sixers just win this final game for morale purposes, getting them ready for that first game on Monday. Upcoming, Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage for the Sixers-Rockets. Then Tom McGinnis on the game call as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll catch you on Monday following Sixers-Celtics game number one of the start of round one in the playoffs. Hey, we'll talk to you then in the post right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Mark Farzetta here. Boy, did we go from 0 to 60 overnight as sports are back. And like you, I love all the hometown teams. And after all, it's all about the hometown team, right? That's why I go with the home team at Parx Casino and Sportsbook, where I have the home field advantage when it comes to sports betting. My guys, my team at Parx Casino and Sportsbook, right in Bucks County. That means your action and your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use sports betting app right here in the Delaware Valley. The only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Look, don't leave your money or sports bets to a faceless overseas company or one so big that they forget about their customers. Just go with my guys, my team at Parx Casino and Sportsbook, the home team. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet from up to $500. Yeah, $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.